'Twas the cat before Christmas. I can't see them right now, but I know downstairs the Christmas tree lights are blinking out their soulless but patient message of good cheer. The rain falling on the window tries its best to make things miserable. And I can't see him, but I know what he's doing. Of course, he wouldn't do it if I was there, but the amber on the whiskey bottle is a plimsoll line of the joy he never feels at this time of year, but never talks about. I hear his feet on the stair. I throw the sheet off the bed. Off me. The door opens and I smile. Red lace covers just enough of me to be interesting and reveals just enough to let him know he doesn't have to ask. The pain slides out of his eyes. And they light up. Red lace, it never fails. Especially tonight. A wink. Merry Christmas, honey. For a moment he looks confused. But only a moment. Red lace and hard nipples will do that to most any man. And after all, I'm his wife. He moves towards the bed, the confusion gone, and his eyes grinning. Hey, Tiger, slow down. I grin so he knows everything's fine. I lay it back against the pillow. I've bunched it up against the wall and I grin again. Don't you know it takes time to unwrap your present? I lift one leg, bending my knee. I slide the other leg across the bed, opening wide. I tug the laces, holding my red lace panties on. The bow slips easily, and I pull the panties free. Oh. My hand drifts over my stomach, fingers dancing slowly. My eyes never leave his as I cup my breasts under the red lace, tease the nipple even harder. My eyes smile as I pull on it, stretching it out, twisting. I know how much he likes that, and the bulge in his pants proves it again. I raise my eyebrows. What about my present, honey? I think it could do with unwrapping. Of course, he's a man, so spelling T's is a bit beyond him. Like every night, he knows we've been married. He's naked in less time than it takes me to work my other nipple into a steel bullet. But it's fine. His cock is hard and he's ready. He moves to the bed again, but I tell him to stay just where he is. My hand drifts down over my stomach and drifts between my legs. I ghost my fingers over my clit and I shiver. My eyes never leave his as my fingers drift into my slit. And my hips work on them and push into me, stroking a thumb on my smile. You always loved this, didn't you? He groans and his cock jerks. I pull my fingers out of my cunt and suck them clean. Then I drift my hands down and slide them back into my slit and wink. Feeling hungry, honey? I pull my fingers out and they glisten in the candlelight. The Christmas tree lights would be jealous if they had anything to be jealous with. He smiles wider and he comes over the bed. I raise my hand up to his mouth and his tongue comes out. He licks just the tips of my fingers. I shiver again and he bites my fingertips so gently though. Then he swallows. His tongue slides around my fingers and over them as he licks my taste. I reach up and pull his head down to taste me from his tongue. He kisses me and his tongue slides into my mouth. My other hand reaches down and takes hold of his cock. Hey, handsome. I think this needs wrapping up. What do you think? He starts to slide on top of me, but I push back against his chest. No, honey, not that way. You always wanted my ass, love, didn't you? Smile. Merry Christmas. And roll over. I pull my ass cheeks wide open. I can't see his face, but I bet he's smiling. Wider than my cunt. I feel the tip of his cock pressing at my arsehole. I let it open. watch him sleep. The sheen of sweat on him glistens. More competition for the Christmas tree lights. I relax. In the mirror, the reflection of his wife disappears, and I slide out of the bed. Carefully so my wings don't hit him or wake him. She died 10 years ago on Christmas Eve. But he was with her tonight. Not with me, with her. At least that's all his spirit knows. And he won't remember tonight when he wakes up. But he'll know he can smile. Even if it's just for this Christmas. I grin. What the bus doesn't know won't hurt him. It's hard for something almost all-powerful, almost omniscient, to know something. He tries real hard to make sure it doesn't anyway. Bastard. Tried to stop me 1 year. Dumb fuck. He may be a fucking fallen angel, but he's still a male. Sort of, anyway. We had every damn harpy, every hell maid, and every dead girlfriend and ex-wife on his arse. He didn't stand a fucking chance. So now he makes damn sure he doesn't know a damn thing. And if he doesn't like it, well, he can go to hell. At least he could, if he wasn't there already. Feel the shiver in what humans call reality as Jendrazani opens the portal. It's time to go. Santa, I ain't. And I don't have a sleigh. I got a whole lot of riding to do before tonight's done. And unlike Santa, naughty or nice, I don't give a shit. Though I give lots of fucks. So sleep tight out there. Because I'm the cat before Christmas. And for this one night, and stop crying inside because of some damn thing you did or someone did or something that happened. Fuck it. Because it's Christmas Day. And one of us is gonna be coming tonight. Merry Christmas. Whoever you are. Mm-hmm.